This bold action ignited incredible controversy, especially after these theses were published and spread throughout the German states. Some princes agreed with Luther's criticism, and some disagreed and defended the church, adding conflict to the city-states already at war. Church officials and Holy Roman Emperor Charles V, a powerful leader in Germany, demanded that Luther take back or alter his attacks. True to form, Luther refused. He was then excommunicated by the church. Excommunicated. Excommunicated. Luther was also declared an outlaw by Charles V. Rebelling against Charles and the church, Prince Frederick the Wise of the German region of Saxony protected Luther in his own castle. It was at this point that Luther's ideas were thought of as a new type of Christianity separate from Catholicism, called Lutheranism today in his honor. The peasants throughout Germany saw this as an opportunity to claim freedom for themselves from Charles and other princes. However, Luther publicly distanced himself from these peasants and sided with the princes, and by 1524, this short-lived peasants' revolt was crushed. However, that did not stop the Catholic princes and Protestant princes from fighting with each other. The wars of religion in Europe had only begun, and would continue to rage for the next 100 years. A temporary peace was settled in the German regions, however, with the Treaty of Augsburg in 1555. Treaty, capital T-R-E-A-T-Y, space of, O-F, space capital A-U-G-S-B-U-R-G, Augsburg. By signing this treaty, the princes agreed to the following. Whichever religion the prince of a territory followed, his people would follow the same. This caused chaos and massive migrations between city-states, but at least it stopped the German religious wars for a brief time.